Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about how to become an actor later in life. Now, regardless of who you are, the steps to actually become an actor are generally pretty similar, like regardless of your age. Obviously, there's some differences based on where you're based in the world, but for the most part, the basics are still the same. Now, there are some specific things that are more related to retirement age when you're getting into acting, and that's what I'm going to be covering in this podcast episode. But I still want to go over the basics as well. And so that essentially starts with the first step, which is actually making sure that acting is right for you. So you want to make sure that you actually enjoy it. And the best way to do that is to take some classes or, you know, just do some free work at, in a community theater and just kind of see, do you enjoy memorizing lines? Do you enjoy performing? Do you enjoy getting in front of people? Or do you have stage fright to deal with? Just make sure that you like it before you decide to go all in, because even though it seems awesome to have your face on television and, you know, in films, I know a lot of people who just want it for that and don't realize how much work and how much rejection and all this other stuff that they have to deal with. And they start and then a few months later, they give up because it's not everything that they expected it to be. So you don't really want to spend too much money at the beginning. Instead, you should just do some classes and do some free work. And then the next step is to start trying to get some auditions for independent projects on your own. So you're not going to be able to get an agent right away. If you try to do that, you're probably going to get scammed, because a lot of people out there pretend to be agents and actually they're not. They just charge fees and take your money, and it's you don't get anything out of it. So that's why I always recommend getting at least a few auditions and booking some projects on your own to get at least a few speaking credits on your resume. So to start, though, you want to do at least 2 to 3 unpaid projects first, and then you can start applying to paid projects. So unpaid, yes, that does mean that you're probably not going to get any money at all. Maybe they'll reimburse you for your travel expenses. Probably not. They should at least offer you food on set. You should get lunch or, you know, something like that. But a lot of these things that you're going to be in are going to be like student films or little tiny fun projects that aren't really necessarily great specifically for your resume or getting amazing footage for a reel, but they're just good to kind of get your feet wet, learn what it's about, meet some people, learn what it's like to be on a small set, and just kind of learn the whole acting game, so to speak. Now, once you book those first 2 to 3 unpaid project roles, and then maybe another 2 or 3 paid roles, at that point, you'll be able to start focusing on getting an agent. So in general, one thing to keep in mind specifically, if you are older or around retirement age, is if you already have some credits. Now, if you were, you know, if you used to act a lot and you have a bunch of credits from, let's say, when you were back in your 20s, the problem is that those credits are from too long ago. And if you don't have footage for those credits, like if you just have a bunch of stuff on your resume, I mean, if it's theater work, it's okay. But if it's like film or television work and you don't have any footage to back it up or to show what those projects were, most likely they're going to be ignored by casting directors. So I do recommend that you still work to get at least a few credits before you are able to start looking for an agent, credits that are much more recent. So from the last like 2, 3, 4 years at most. And once you do have, again, those first 3 to 5 speaking credits on your resume, at that point, you could feel fairly confident to start looking for a legitimate agent, and that person will start to connect you to much bigger productions and get your acting career really going. Now, like I said, those initial basic steps are relatively universal, regardless of your age or where you are in the world. You want to try to get at least a few projects on your own before you start looking for an agent. And then once you get an agent, your career will start really going. Now, before we go on and get into the very specific things for people around retirement age, I want to briefly just put a little plug in for my mini course called Kickstart Your Acting Career. This 5-day course specifically dives deep on how to get consistent auditions if you don't have an agent, credits, or a reel yet. And that those consistent auditions for actual legitimate projects is going to be critical for you to book those initial 3 to 5 roles and start building your resume so that you have a shot at getting an agent. So this course dives deep on exactly that. Like, how do you get your career started from nothing? If you're interested in it, you can visit kickstartminicourse.com. Again, that's kickstartminicourse.com for more information and to sign up. Now, let's talk about what some specific things are to keep in mind if you're around retirement age and you're looking to get into acting. So first off, you should be aware that obviously acting can require long hours on set. There's lots of standing, there's physical activity involved. So, you know, depending on your own physical state, you want to just make sure that you're up for that task, because this especially applies to low budget productions. There's not nearly as many accommodations as they will be making on union sets. You know, you're absolutely going to have to deal with just unprofessional situations, because these small projects that don't pay much or don't pay at all, they have like no budget for anything. So next thing is, when you're close to retirement age or older, it can be easier to get an agent because there's significantly less competition. Most people are trying to become actors around their 20s. So right after people get out of college, they start looking for an agent, they start looking for roles, and then it slowly kind of slows down over the next 10 to 20 years for people. And once people hit their 50s and older, there is significantly less competition for roles. Obviously, there's fewer roles in that range, not, you know, by a ton. So there's still a lot of opportunities. But when it comes to agents, there's a lot of agents out there still. So it can definitely be easier to get an agent at that age point. But agents are still going to be discerning, obviously. So if your acting technique isn't on point, or you haven't paid for headshots yet, that is something that they're probably still going to require for you. So I still recommend that, you know, while you're building up those first 3 to 5 credits, you can look for an agent. It's not like you have to sit around and wait until you've got those credits before you can even start. You can actually very, very easily just kind of, you know, start reaching out to places and submit your headshot, again, if you have one, and if you have any footage at this point, you can reach out. But do that while you're submitting. You can do that at the same time, and it'll just save you time, kind of put you ahead. I do have another podcast episode you can search for. It's called How to Get an Acting Agent, and that kind of dives much deeper than I'm going to be able to go in this episode here. Now, third thing to keep in mind is financial stability and, of course, healthcare. You need to take that into consideration, because most non-union acting jobs in particular don't really offer any benefits. They're not paying well. So you just need to make sure that you're in a comfortable situation financially, because acting is kind of all over the place. There's many auditions that take place at random times of day. There's shoots that take place late at night, early in the morning, whenever. And, you know, you need to have a schedule that allows for it, and also the finances to be able to cover it. And just, again, keeping in mind that many of them are not going to be able to even reimburse you for travel, because at the beginning, you're sort of at the production's mercy, because you're just trying to get any job to build up those initial credits and get some footage for your reel. So finally, last thing to keep in mind. So these days, most submissions and auditions are done online. So I know that there's a lot of people who I speak with, you know, retirement age in particular, that do prefer things to be the old way, because the technology is changing so quickly. I myself have to figure things out. It feels like every couple of weeks they're updating something, and now I don't know how to do something anymore. So it is really difficult with the technology. You have to, you know, be able to use Zoom and other programs, and you have to set up what's called a self-tape setup, where you have a camera and a backdrop and lighting and all of this stuff. I know many retirement age people who've asked someone who loves technology to help them out. I, of course, know plenty of others who had no problem figuring it out on their own. So that's really up to you and what you feel most comfortable with. But just, you know, be aware that the technology is something that is here to stay and is seemingly getting more complicated by the day, because I can't figure out half these things either. Just to get my own podcast episode set up, it took me weeks of research, and it's so complicated. I want to wrap up here by briefly talking about my career coaching services. I do work with actors all around the world, because we do it online, and I help them get unstuck and move their careers forward. In particular, I have had a lot of clients who are around retirement age or older, who are looking to get back into acting. It's been, you know, a while. They may have done it when they were younger, and then they had to stop for a while because of family and everything, and now they're just wanting to dive back in because it's always been a passion of theirs. And I can help them set up all the technology stuff and figure out how to improve their performances and just kind of work through all that stuff, along with the strategic moves of what comes first, second, third, what do you do to get that agent as quickly as possible, and then how do you work effectively with your agent to book bigger and bigger roles over time. So if you are interested in working with me personally on these things, I offer email coaching, which is much more affordable, and then I also offer online Zoom coaching. Essentially, both of them will work through your challenges. And if it's the email version, I'll send you email answers where I either record a response, like, and send you an audio file to play, or, you know, just send you text. You can just email me directly at martin@cityheadshots.com if you want to learn more about that and have questions. Again, that's Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at city, C-I-T-Y, headshots, with an S at the end. So martin@cityheadshots.com if you're interested and want to learn more about the pricing and how all of that breaks down. And that's pretty much it. So thanks for listening. And all I have is one ask of you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast show so that you don't miss future episodes. And it also helps me, because it makes these episodes more easily findable for other actors who might benefit from them as well. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.